The man convicted of the 2016 killing of Queens jogger Karina Vetrano is set to be sentenced tomorrow. His name is Chanel Lewis, and he was found guilty earlier this month in his second trial after his first trial ended in a hung jury. But now the case is raising questions about the judge and his impartiality. During the case, Justice Michael Aloys made several controversial decisions that have some court watchers crying foul. This isn't the first time Justice Aloys has drawn attention for his courtroom conduct, and it's not even out of the ordinary for the Queens courts. Joining me now in our studio to talk about the case and the culture of the courthouse in Queens is New York Law Journal reporter Colby Hamilton. Colby, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Judges are supposed to be impartial. They're arbiters of the law, but You've reported that Aloys has a history of actions that, at the very least, have the appearance of taking the side of the prosecution. Did that happen in this case?
Well, I think if you talk to the defense attorneys in Queens in general, they see Justice Aloys' actions as being part and parcel of a way of doing business that I don't think anybody that practices in the Queens Supreme Court would see as out of the ordinary.
So what were some of the concerns people raised about the Lewis case itself?
Well, my understanding is that a lot of folks were in the courtroom watching wearing purple as, I believe, a sign of the woman's family showing up as solidarity for each other because that was her favorite color. In the first case and the second case, Justice Aloys took the bench on more than one occasion wearing a purple tie, and people felt like he was showing his solidarity and support for the victim, which is not the sort of thing a judge is supposed to do. And I think for the defendant's attorneys, the two big things are the letter that they received, which suggested that there was evidence that they did not have before the trial started, and that they are concerned could help their client. The other issue, I think, for them was the handling of the jury itself, where it sat, I think it was 17 hours, some tremendous amount of time that felt like they were being held until they made a decision.
And to be clear, this was an horrific case.
Absolutely.
The young woman is running. She's hit in the back of the head with a rock.
Yes.
She's sexually assaulted. She puts up, the autopsy reveals, a ferocious fight.
Yes.
So everyone is sympathetic.
Absolutely.
With the victim's family, her supporters.
Yep.
But again, a judge is supposed to appear impartial before the jury that's deciding the case.
Absolutely.
Right? Now let's talk about the larger culture.
Okay.
Because Aloys is just one judge sitting on the bench at the Queens County Courthouse. He's not an outlier?
There have been, for a long time, a lot of questions about the practices both at the courthouse and by the DA's office. You have a DA's office that likes to keep prosecutors in the DA's office for years and years and years. Some of those prosecutors are the children or family members of judges there. The judges themselves, more than half, based on my own calculations, appear to have served in either a district attorney's office in this city or another law enforcement office, usually the attorney general's office in New York. So you have this sort of closed system that has raised lots of concerns about how justice is done there. And I think the most recent case extends those concerns, because what you see is Justice Aloys behaving in a way that people could justifiably say, is this person fair? Or does this person, based on his background, based on the fact his daughter is a prosecutor and son-in-law practicing the office, is he someone that, whether he knows it or not, is favoring the prosecution on this?
And the district attorney, that's an elected office.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Brown has been the Queens district attorney since 1991. He is getting set to retire this year.
Yes.
But he and his assistant district attorneys, you're saying that they're all part of this equation. Aren't they supposed to be seeking truth and justice?
Well, that's what you hope. That's the ideal, is that you have prosecutors whose first order of business is just that, justice. And justice is getting the right answer. If this person is not the guilty party, then they should get to go. If they are, then they should be punished. I mean, that's the theory that we're operating under here. But I think there's, especially now, just broadly speaking, we have so many more people questioning the justice system in general. And you see so many reports and so many stories of, you know, bias built into the system. And here in Queens, you have a system that's been in place for 3 decades, going through some of the most horrific time periods of crime in the city in recent memory. And there's a concern that the practices that sort of animated that office and frankly, the judges as well, because many of them came out of that office. Aloys is a former ADA. They still have a part of themselves that is part of that culture that people now are looking at and saying, that's old, that is antiquated, that is out of step with a more fair and robust criminal justice system.
Colby Hamilton is a reporter for the New York Law Journal. Colby, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.